Sim.
Hello there.
So where are you right now, Sim?
Where am I? I am sitting in your dressing room during your lunch break, and I'm looking at a plate of, I don't know what you're having there.
Taco. Some shrimp and some soft taco and whatnot.
It looks good.
Eat it because you're here and we have to talk into the microphones.
I'm here to bother you, but I'm also here to talk about some of our feedback from last week's episode with Stephen Amell and Colton Haynes and Grant Gustin, the Comic-Con episode. Oh, before I get into that, I wanted to say that this episode that you're listening to right now, we have some bonus stuff from Kelly Ripa in addition to Camila Mendez.
Oh, great.
We have some amazing stuff. Do you remember when Kelly, she didn't want to leave? I feel bad because you know how these Comic-Con things work, and they have wrangler. Everyone has a wrangler, and they're looking at me as like time, because they're trying to pull. I hate being rushed. I know you hate being rushed, but
aren't you my wrangler?
I sometimes feel like I'm your wrangler. Kelly just wanted to stay and hang out, and the beginning of the episode, it sounds like I'm trying to kick her out, but I'm not. I want her to stay. In fact, I wanted her to stay through
the
Camila Mendez
feedback
thing.
Oh, no.
No. They're about to hear that now. This is my preemptive apology to everyone.
No,
but we did get some more Kelly Ripa in as well.
I love Kelly so much.
And I love Camila. Camila was awesome. And again, she's on Riverdale, and she was on the cover of Cosmo.
Oh, that's awesome. So was I, Sim, years and years ago. I'll send you a copy. It's vintage. I'll sign it for you even. Best wishes and love.
Michael, will you make sure she does that? Because I'm going to hold her to it. All right. So do you remember last week, Grant Gustin's caller, Rachel, the subject of last week's call with Rachel was, how do you tell someone that you care about them and you don't want to ruin their friendship if you're not interested in them? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we got some feedback for sure. I'm going to read you one letter. I remember Grant was saying that the easiest way to do this is just to be completely honest and tell her the truth. I completely agree with that. And I said, do it as soon as possible. You know, Rachel wanted to know what was the best way to tell him. And you had advised that sometimes text message is easier because it takes some people time to digest. Well, it's always sticky. I felt bad. I've been in that situation before where I really liked someone and I knew she really liked me as a friend. And it's hard. It's hard to get past that. I had that in college a bunch of times.
There's a lot of layers to this.
I know.
There's like societal pressure as females or as anybody to like, yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of layers. But then there's also like, how do you let someone know that, whatever.
And it was also a rushed call. We didn't get to finish on time. But someone wrote in, this is Rebecca. Rebecca's in Seattle and she writes, hi, Anna and Sim, and everyone who makes this wonderful podcast happen. I literally listen every Tuesday morning to you guys. Oftentimes, you're the first voices I hear when I wake up. I dreamed of the day I'd be able to come up with the courage to write in for advice, but it turns out my true calling was writing in for advice to one of your callers. So
thank you so much, Rebecca.
And here she writes, as I listened to your most recent Comic-Con episode with Grant Gustin, you called Rachel, and as I listened to her talk, I realized I, too, have been in a similar situation. About 3 years ago, I was working at a hotel and a new guy was hired. I was assigned to train him, and we started to quickly become friends. We enjoyed the same kinds of movies. Both were total true crime nerds, and among other things, we just really connected. As our friendship grew, I started noticing him acting a bit differently when it was just the two of us versus a group of our coworkers all hanging out. Nothing major, just being slightly flirtatious, touching my arm, hands, and just asking to hang out more in a one-on-one situation. I brushed it off at first. He knew I was still sort of seeing someone, so I figured he just really wanted to hang out a lot. Eventually, my coworkers told me what I had feared. He had a huge crush on me. I truly panicked. I was so excited I had finally found a friend who understood me, and I was going to have to rip his heart out. Honestly, for a few weeks, I acted like a child and avoided him. It was awful, and I'm sure it really hurt him more than he let on. But I decided if I just never saw him, he would never be able to tell me his feelings, right? He, of course, found me one day and poured his heart out. It was so hard to see him in such a vulnerable state, and I felt this huge sense of dread as I realized what I was about to do. But I knew I had to be 100% honest and open. I told him how fucking much he meant to me as a person. I told him I loved the time we spend together and how I felt like I could be myself around him and not feel judged. I told him I wasn't in the same place and I didn't feel the same way. I told him I understood if he wanted to take a break from me as a friend or maybe just didn't want to be around me ever again. Oh my God, I'm feeling crushed right now because I was in that position at least twice. I'm sorry, I'll keep going. Regardless of what he decided, I made sure he knew his friendship meant the world to me. Fast forward 2 years to the present day, and he's still one of my absolute best friends.
That's amazing.
All the scary movies together, talk about weird conspiracy theories, and he tells me about the girls he's seeing. The point of the story is to tell Rachel, if he really cares about you as a friend and a person and not just a potential date/girlfriend, he will get past it. Sure, it might be awkward for a minute and feel free to give space, but if they're a real friend, it will all work out. Rebecca.
That's great. That's great advice, because that can happen. I think that the way sort of our society is positioned is that guys are sort of supposed to be put in the aggressive position when they are, what am I talking about?
Sam? No, you're right. You're right.
But, and women are kind of on the defense, even when there really is like, it does feel like there's a friendship connection that doesn't necessarily lead to a romantic idea. But I think guys sometimes have hangups with having platonic female friendships more than women do.
It's really tough. It's also, as a guy, I just remember, because I've been in the same position, and I just remember when those feelings aren't reciprocated, it was hard for me to go back to the same friendship. So when that does happen, it's amazing. But part of me still feels like this guy is still harboring just a little bit of hope that
one day,
you know?
Yeah,
and that's it's really hard to have a truly meaningful relationship knowing that, I don't know, that when she is dating someone seriously, I don't think she is right now, but when she is, he's going to feel really jealous and sad.
We've cultivated this idea of ownership.
Yes. It sucks.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
about,
what you're
right?
talking about.
So it's hard for a man, I think, to accept the idea of the value of friendship with somebody that they are attracted to.
I know.
Simply that.
I know.
Hasn't that been hard for you, Sam?
It's been so hard for me. I don't know how I've been doing it for so long. Holy shit. I'm in so much pain.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. No, I love you, Anna. I love you in so many, so many ways. You have
no
idea.
Yeah.
Now let's get to bonus Kelly and Camilla.
I once had a sitcom. It was on Friday nights, and people were like, "Oh, Friday nights, good luck."
No, you know how
I was like, "What? What does that mean?" And they were like, "Well, it's
sitcom is when you're getting paid a fucking $1 million an episode."
Is that how much you're getting paid? No wonder you've got
that
amazing
start a
ring.
Fucking podcast with your friend Sim.
You know what? Though Sim's grateful.
Are you kidding me? My life is completely
Sim
changed.
Sim loves every second of this.
I love every. Well, I do. Most of my work is before and after. But
no, I understand.
Yes,
no,
but I love every second of it.
I know.
Yes,
I too. I too have friends that like, I'm like, well, bye. And they're like, okay, I'll be here for another 8 hours, but thanks for stopping by. Like,
I don't want you to leave.
I'm like, you guys, do you want to go to lunch? And they're like, lunch? We have to edit your show, you asshole.
Wait, can we bring Camilla in now?
Oh,
she's supposed to come in right now. Can we bring her in?
Bring her in. I'm going to go.
No, I don't want you to go. I want you to hang out with us.
No,
yeah,
well, you
know.
But
she's late.
Oh, so wait.
11:30 is.
Oh, I was wrong on the time. I thought it was 11.
So you were just trying to blow me off.
I wasn't.
Because you
I
wanted to
you,
sit
I
here in
you,
silence.
Me.
Kelly, I don't know if this is a boring subject,
no.
But truly, how the fuck do you, like every day, you do such an amazing job?
Well, no, not every day. I mean, some days it's a total fail. But I mean, here's the thing that I learned long ago. And Gelman, our executive producer, always says it. And it's the one thing, like, I fight with him over everything. And by fight, I mean, like, he's the brother I never had. But the one thing he says to me that I completely agree with him about is, it's never as good as you think, and it's never as bad as you think. And so, with that, that's how I do my show.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. So, on the days where I am like, that was a fail, yeah, he goes, you know what? It's not as bad as you think. And on the days where I'm like, we're going to totally win an Emmy, he's like, it wasn't that good. Yeah. So, you know, it keeps you right in the middle.
Well,
which
it's
is
true that
just means like,
as humans in general, we tend to spin out in our little hamster wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I love it. It is very comforting.
Yeah. I used to have like total talk show stress disorder. After the show, I would talk about all the things that went, are we moving?
It feels like something's going on.
Is something happening right now?
We're going to Mexico, baby.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to go to Mexico on this boat.
On this boat.
On this here boat.
Isn't it funny that, so we're here, dear listeners, on the Warner Brothers boat.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's like the antique, let's
just gently
say. It really
is. Let me put it this way. We're all the way at the end of the pier.
We're at the end of the pier. There's a ton of fancy yachts.
Look at the yacht next to us with their like pretentious tablecloths on their tables.
That's the Ted Turner boat.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Kelly, let's go crash it later.
That's outrageous.
Like literally, let's go crash it.
Look, he's got orchids on
his. Right. No, he has the best. He has an amazing boat.
We have a life ring. What do they call those things?
Yeah, it's a life ring.
Life preserver.
So we got that. Yeah.
This is called the, to point out the Admiral
horn
blower.
Yeah.
The Admiral horn blower.
We've got captain's hats, though.
Yeah.
So at least, I don't know if Ted Turner has a captain hat. But I don't know.
I know, I'm looking at his captain. He has a captain's hat.
Are Ted and Jane still together?
No.
Are
they?
I don't know.
Because if they are, that's amazing.
They've
been together for a long time.
Can you Google that for us? Are Ted and Jane still together?
Jane Fonda. Yeah, I don't think Michael knows who Jane Fonda is.
Who? Yes, like, what's the longest lasting celebrity relationship?
Oh, it would have had to have been. Huh? No. I want to say Paul Newman
Joanne Woodward. Woodward, right.
Woodward.
Divorce was finalized a few months ago.
Oh, they just got divorced. Like a few months ago. I didn't even. Wow.
We just cursed them.
We just cursed completely.
We cursed them completely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You futurized curse them.
I know. You know, we had this thing on our show where anytime we played a couple, they got divorced to the point where, because we play couples on Halloween all the time, and Nick Lachey was co-hosting with me during this Halloween episode, and we played Kim Kardashian, and he played the ex-husband who was the very tall basketball player, Humphries.
Yes. Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries. Okay. That's who we were on the Halloween show. And 1 hour after our Halloween show, they announced that they were divorcing.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, we did it again. We killed another celebrity marriage. Like, to the point where I'm like, maybe we should stop doing this. We need to stop. It's not even funny. Like, publicists are calling us. You're not going to be our clients,
you
right?
You guys should do, like the secondary marriage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know when the couple gets married again?
Yeah. Yes.
So you could totally, like, reprise that with Chris and Kim.
It's a great idea.
And, like, you know, kind of be in a faux fight and then be, like, you know, whatever. Like, baby, I love you.
Oh,
let me too.
What is it? Like, do people... That happens a lot, right?
Nobody
people
knows.
People get back together.
Nobody knows.
Do you ever think about getting back together with an ex?
Well, you know, I think that we talk a lot about on the podcast about closure and how I don't believe in it.
Right.
But I think that everyone wants... Because everyone wants closure or like wants to not feel scorned or not feel hurt, or when you have had like all these intimate moments and this, you know, you've gone through an experience, you know, multiple experiences with somebody during an intense part of your life, that you've only shared that with, you know, one partner, so there's nostalgia involved,
right?
But
right.
I've always I had this fantasy of my high school boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Being like, what did I do?
I've been waiting for you.
You're the one that got away.
I've been waiting for you all these years. And I own this boat. Did I mention I own this boat?
Not the Admiral.
No.
Corn blower.
Not the corn blower. I own the boat next door. The one with the photographer.
Ted Turner? Oh.
The one with the photographer and the Ted Turner orchids.
Oh, and you want me back? You mean
I've thought about you every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever...
I went to college for you.
Did you ever...
Just like Felicity.
Did you ever get into a relationship and you get into a fight and then you leave the house angry and then you're like, I hope I get hit by a bus and then he'll be sorry. Did you ever have that? No? I'm the only one? Okay, never mind. That's never happened to me either. That's never happened to me. That's never, ever, ever, not even once have I wished for that. I'm okay, I guess like, I'm the only person being honest here. I thought this was an honesty podcast. I mean, I don't want to feel it. I just want it to be a quick...
I stopped.
But I want him to be like... I want to be able to see him sobbing.
I went to my first boyfriend... was in high school and he was really good looking and I felt because I always felt like not very good looking, so it was shocking to me that somebody that was attractive, like, whatever. Anyway, I go to college to University of Washington for him, right. Just truly just like,
for him,
just like, yeah, because it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna be together forever. He gave me a promise ring. Anyway, he joined a fraternity. I lived in the dorms. And he broke up with me like a week into college. And I stalked him. I knew his class schedule.
Right.
And so I would accidentally bump into him.
He would be there.
Yeah.
Right.
I would be like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. I can't believe we ran into each other again. And I would show up like at his fraternity.
He's my least favorite of all your relationships. He's an asshole.
Oh, I've got a
he's
few
so
of them.
He's so selfish.
Listen, we can talk. But
he's so selfish. He's my least favorite, though.
I wrote this poem. About like basically my own like death and like and if we can't laugh
about death, then what do we have?
And it was raining one night. It was pounding rain, and I knew that he had a night class, and I just laid down in the middle of what's called Red Square at University of Washington, which is like the big open square, and it's pouring rain, and I'm clutching this poem in my hands.
Oh my God, you were never dramatic. Why did you become an actress again?
Thinking like, oh, yeah. I can't believe he doesn't want me, and he's gonna see me, and I'm so sad, and he's gonna regret it. No, but he never saw me. So
he
I
never
just
saw
was,
you. Thank no, God, because that would have been humiliating.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Listen, I still am an expert at humiliating myself.
I know. I do it for a living, but it's fine. You cannot. Here's what I am here to tell you. I am living proof you cannot die from humiliation. You can't. Physically impossible.
What was that thing that Keenan Ivory Wayans told you? Because I want to know if it applies to Kelly as well.
Oh, well,
yes. We have a lot in common.
I remember when I was doing the first Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've heard of. It won, I think, how many Oscars? Maybe four. But I don't know.
At least four. Yeah.
Anyway, but...
guess how many Scary Movies I've been in? Zero. Zero Scary Movies. But just so, I mean, in case anybody's thinking about a sequel and wants to discover a new starlet.
I remember, but Shannon Elizabeth was looking really sexy, because she is.
Yeah, that's like her thing.
Yeah, and Keenan, he must have seen me sort of, because I was so shy and quiet, and I had no idea what I was doing. I still don't. But anyway, he must have seen me like kind of looking at her, and feeling like that. I don't know. I remember feeling frumpy. And
it's hard with those long limbed women. Women with long limbs. Like I always say, God loves you better, because when they have long limbs, I'm just like God showed up. God was like, you know what? I'm gonna give you long arms and long legs and a long torso. So there you go.
But are they empaths?
Probably not.
Anyway, but Keenan told me, he was like, hey, listen, Anna, there's no vanity in comedy. And I really I like looking nice, although you wouldn't really know that today, but
you look so nice. You look adorable.
Thanks. But you know what I'm saying, like the bigger philosophy of...
It's a good philosophy.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it sort of relates in an odd way to what your producer said.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like, listen, it's like there's a bit of like a, well, fuck it.
100%.
I'm going to steal that. Is that okay if I can steal Gelman's line?
Of course.
Just to Anna. Yeah. If that works for you, it's going to work for Anna for sure, I think.
Yeah, because sometimes
Gelman trademarked it, so you have to give him.
Do I have to pay him like a dollar every time?
It's something like that. I think it's like 42 cents.
42? Perfect.
Yeah.
Just kidding. What about international?
No, we're just a local show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, fine.
I mean, it's just, I'm not even sure if we get out of the studio. Some days I'm like, is this being seen by people?
Camilla's going to come in and join us.
Okay. Yeah. I can leave.
No, we want you to stay. Because I want to hear the story. Can you at least tell us a story and hang out for as long as you want? I want you to take over my job as co-host
for this
episode.
Who made your dress?
Oh.
That's amazing.
I got it for this because I heard we were going to be on a boat.
Altazura. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's from the interweb.
I
ordered it online. Like, I don't know why I'm touching myself, but I am. Because I'm ribbed.
I really want to touch you too. But is it like a, net-a-porter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Net-a-porter.
And it looks amazing with your hat, by the way. I don't know if you can check yourself out here in the reflection.
I want you to know that I put thought into this because I heard we were going to be in a boat and I put thought into it.
What percent of like your wardrobe do you buy, and what percent are gifts from like designers?
Like 99.9% I buy.
Okay.
And like 0.1%.
Oh wow.
Is from a gift. I'm very rarely gifted.
What about wardrobe for your show? Can't you keep that?
No.
Really?
I can wear it for like a credit for the store. Like if we give them a credit.
Okay.
Or I can just buy it.
Oh, so you get the opportunity to buy the expensive dress.
But you get the opportunity to buy the expensive dress.
But do you want, like...
Sometimes I don't want it. Sometimes I do. Sometimes, like, something is really cute, and I'll say, I'm going to...
Because I always feel like there's that feeling of, like, if I associate it with a character, then I can't...
Right.
I don't feel comfortable in
your character's clothes.
Yeah.
Right. That's another problem I don't have. The character is me.
This is such a gross thing.
You mean the character... Myself,
I do have some like amazing things.
Oh,
from,
I bet you have a collection.
From Just Friends, which I had like this craziest wardrobe.
Yeah,
and it's like someday, like I hope to give it to like a granddaughter or something.
Oh my
you
God.
Can actually like donate it on eBay and sell it, because game worn jerseys for athletes are sell for thousands and thousands of dollars. So if you have a game worn or movie worn dress,
hey, dear listeners, if our podcast is doing really poorly, I'm going to have to auction off some of my Just Friends wardrobe so Sim can keep his wife.
I bet we'll get a lot of money for it, actually. Like, your dress from Just Friends would go for at least $5,000.
Well, but so it's isn't it like a little bit like a yearbook? I don't know. I'm not gonna wear.
You can donate the money to charity.
I heard. Sorry, I just had that. My phone was vibrating so much, and it's like my son wants to go airsofting. Do you know what airsofting
is?
It's like paintballs minus the paintball. So like now they just straight up shoot each other with BB pellets. And my son came home last weekend, and was covered in welts. And I said, I don't think it's a good idea. So now he's convinced, because I'm not there and Mark's not there. There's no, like, grown-up. He's convinced, like, the grown-up that it's okay with us if he goes airsofting. It's like, no, N-O.
But they don't explode into paint or anything?
No. It's just having
BB pellets.
Hot BB pellets shot at you for the fun of it.
That's amazing.
Kelly, what's your favorite country to vacation?
To vacation?
And do you know when you ask a question, but you really are asking it because you want the question, because you want to answer it yourself?
Yeah. I want to know. Funnily enough, Anna, I was just hoping you would tell me your favorite.
I gotta go with Italy.
Italy's a good one. It's a good one. You know what? You should go. I know you don't remember kissing him, but my husband, Mark... he is the best person to go to Italy with, because he was raised in Italy and he speaks fluent Italian. That is his first language. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's the best person.
Where is he from in Italy?
Sardinia.
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to go to Sardinia.
It's the best place. Go. Right now. You know what? Guys, untie the boat. We're going to Sardinia.
Sardinia. We're taking the
nobody's
historic
leaping into
cornhole. Wait, what's it called?
The corn blower.
The horn blower.
Horn blower.
Corn, did you say corn blower?
We've changed it to the cornhole. The SS cornhole? Cornholio?
We're just going to have to slip through that old Panama Canal.
Guys,
Amy,
Amy,
are you prepared to have
boat.
Your baby at sea?
Yes, I'm here.
Waterbird.
This is...
I'm
can
here.
You imagine?
Yeah.
You could probably do it, though. I feel like you can do it.
I think I would be an amazing doula / night nurse. No doubt.
Oh, I totally believe you.
What did I tell you? What's the first thing I said you're going to do when the baby comes? What are you going to do?
I'm going to not panic.
Besides not panic, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the baby comes home? What's going to happen? You're not going to what? What are you going to take out of the room?
The heroin.
The baby monitor.
Oh.
Baby and monitor. No baby monitor.
Right.
Oh, just and add the heroin. It.
No heroin, ever. But no, the baby monitors, I have been watching my friends descend into madness. Because yes. Now they can, now the baby monitor is hooked up to the phone. And they're like, look, does the nanny look like she's doing anything? And I'm like, stop, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You're going to drive yourself crazy. Let's just order in from now on. Let's never leave the house again.
It's, but you're so right, though. You're so right. Like, I don't know, I had a good friend tell me that after I had Jack that she was like, you just have to, like, kind of trust in the process.
Yeah. Women have been doing it for years. And, like, back in the day, like, moms used to drink and smoke, and we're still here. We're alive and kicking.
Back in the day.
Oh. No, I mean, like, during the whole pregnancy. Like, my mom's like, because I found a picture of my aunt's. I found a picture of my aunt's baby shower, and she's got an ashtray on her stomach.
No.
At her baby shower. And I go, oh my God. I go, oh, my God. Are you kidding? My mom goes, Kelly, they used to prescribe smoking. I was like, what are you talking
That's
about?
Insane.
Who's they? Who prescribed smoking? The doctors. I was like, the doctors prescribed smoking? Well, you know, they didn't prescribe it. They told us it would help us keep our weight down so the baby wouldn't be too big.
Wow.
So something, right?
Your husband will still want to fuck you, I guess.
I don't know. I can't imagine they had that conversation with my mom. My mom still can't. You know, it's still, we don't talk about it.
You don't talk about sex at all with your mom?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, my God.
No, my mom is, like, mortified by this podcast. But
she might, oh my God, my mom can never, my mom doesn't know what a podcast is, but, so we're safe.
I know, my mom doesn't either. But did, so wait, oh, this is intriguing, though. So did she want you to be a virgin, like, forever?
No, we never discussed it, and I still, when I told her we were pregnant, she said, okay, here's the phone, tell your father. I mean, it was truly, there was not this, I've seen baby, like, where they give the grandmother, like, the sonogram photo, and then there's tears and screaming. That was not my experience. It was more like, well, you're a grown-up now.
So wait, there wasn't any birth control? Because it was the same thing with me.
No, there was no discussion, ever. It was more like, don't do anything with boys.
That was my...
Or you will catch on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That was...
Pretty much. Like, are you Catholic?
No. Oh. That's the craziest part.
That's so interesting. Are you asked that every time?
Well, yeah, but I think that my mom, she's not a religious person. I didn't grow up religious, but she always emphasized, I think that because the way she was raised, that a woman's value is in her virginity.
Right, right.
And
right.
Or that, like, that if there's, like, a reputation around town or whatever, like, that was, she was so terrified about that element with me, so it was just constantly reinforced, like, you will be a virgin till you're married.
It's very interesting. There's this book written by Erica Schwartz called Intimacy Solutions, and there's a whole, like, there's many chapters about teens and sex and broaching the topic of birth control and not shaming.
Hi, Camilla.
Oh my God.
Mendes.
Hi.
Hey,
Camilla.
Hey. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi. Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Really nice. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
I'm Sim.
Camila, nice
This is
to
my
meet
wife,
you.
Amy.
Hi, Camila. Nice to meet you. Oh, the seat's so warm.
Yeah, that's Kelly.
It's Kelly's warm butt.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. I've never done a podcast before.
Really?
This is my first.
Oh, I hope that this
podcast
isn't like the
thank
most.
Thank you.
By the way, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, wait. So, okay. Camila.
I want to get comfortable
Am
here.
I still, Camila Mendez.
Camila. But you can call me Cammy if
okay,
it's easier.
Cammy. I have this, I hope it comforts you that I have the same thing with the Anna.
Oh, yeah, totally. Everyone has a name pronunciation that they hate.
Would you like a glass of champagne?
I would love a glass of champagne. I need one, honestly.
Yes.
It's been a long day.
I believe it. There
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
And could I get a little touch-up?
Little touch-up for Anna. For yeah. Anna.
I know. It's a whole thing. Thanks.
It is Anna, right?
It's Anna.
It's Anna.
I know. My parents did that to me.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Anna Faris.
Yeah, it's
I've
annoying.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I'm so sorry.
No, oh, my God. No, no, no. Please. No, truly is my parents' fault. And I'm named after my great... Whatever. It's a boring story. But I always worry that people think I'm being pretentious. Okay, wait. So...
What's going on right now? Oh, someone's waving to you.
Oh, they're
waving
to you.
Hi, guys.
They don't like me. Hey! Hi! It's all about you.
I know, right?
I know.
Can you handle it? I mean, it's like so much attention.
I know, but here's the thing. This is what happens when you get 41.
No, stop.
That you sort of you start to slowly embrace.
I want to be 41 so bad.
How is your Comic-Con experience?
It's fun. This is our third year here.
Yeah.
And I feel like every year it gets funner.
Okay, more fun. But why?
Is funner a word? Funner's a word. No, it's not.
Yeah, but wait, why? Why? Why?
Because it's just less... I don't know. I think the more you get used to it, the more press becomes fun.
Yeah.
I feel like the first year we came here, we had no idea what our show even was. We had just shot the pilot. So people were asking us questions about season one, and we had no idea how to answer them.
What was, like, the most annoying question?
Like, is it going to be like the comics? Or, like, did you read the... Oh, that's the most annoying question. Did you read the comics, like, before the show?
Right.
And we're like, no.
Which is like a snarky way of saying, like, did you do your research?
Yeah. And it's like, well, we did. We obviously, like, read it before the show. But also the show's so different. It's like, I don't know.
I went, my first Comic-Con experience was, not that I've had that many, but it was for Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, this animated movie I did. And we were led into, like, it's chaos, right?
Yeah.
So we're supposed to do, like, a panel. Uh-huh. You know, you've done a gazillion of these.
Yes.
So we're led into the panel room, this massive conference room, and there's, like, 500 people.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, like, this is what it's about. And then the organizer person was like, actually, we put you in the wrong room. So if you guys wouldn't mind. So we sat down ready to start the panel and we were in the wrong room.
Oh my gosh.
We were supposed to be in a room with like 30 people.
Oh my Downgrade.
Yeah. So it was like, we did this very awkward, like, sorry. Okay.
Then we're not as
sort
important.
Of like, we like filed off.
I'm surprised. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs didn't get a bigger crowd.
Listen.
That was a big movie. I thought that would be one of the bigger halls, right?
You guys, I don't think it had been released yet. And listen, the
people love meatballs.
They love meatballs and pancakes, sure. But, you know, they're here to see, like, fucking Riverdale.
Everyone's here to see Riverdale.
Is this your last interview of the day?
No.
Oh,
God. God, no.
I'm so sorry.
Kelly's interviewing the whole cast after this.
Okay, so wait, what lately has been a more annoying question you've been asked? It feels passive aggressive.
I think honestly, the did you read the comics thing is definitely because it still comes up, and I'm like, dude, like everyone knows by now. It's like we're three seasons,
right?
You know, we're shooting season three. I think people have heard that question already. Right. We know the answer,
right? Because this is also like the Comic-Coners, they're so loyal and amazing,
right?
But they're also educated and snobby, and
yeah.
So they want to like
totally.
They totally.
And I
yep.
feel like there's, but like also. It's not like Archie Comics is such a lighthearted comic. It's not like, I don't know. I don't think so many Archie Comics fans take it that seriously either. Cause it's like, you know, it's slapstick comedy and it's right. like, it's just all about like the gang. And it's more about staying true to the characters, which we do. We do stay true to the characters. So we haven't like altered anything crazy, you know, besides the fact that it's a murder mystery.
You guys shoot in Vancouver?
Yeah, we shoot in Vancouver.
Do you like Vancouver?
I do. It's like a great city to work in. That's what I always say. Because I feel focused there, and like the air is clean, and it's a very pretty city. But it's just it's tough being away from home for 9 months out of the year. It feels like I fully live there.
Yes, I grew up in Seattle, but I've worked. Yeah. Oh, Sim is shuffling papers, which is I'm so sorry. That's so annoying.
What, to live in Vancouver?
No. That I'm like trying to talk to you, and I'm also like. Shuffling papers.
Oh, I'm chilling.
So gross.
This is great.
Okay.
The more shuffled papers, the better for me.
All right. We're going to do a quick deal breakers.
Okay.
And then we're going to do...
Just pick like three, and then we're going to get to the call. How about that?
And then we're going to get to a caller.
A caller? Oh.
Yeah. We're an advice call. We're going to get some advice to someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love giving advice.
Okay. On the second date, he invites you over for dinner and makes you a microwave meal.
Wait, what am I saying to this? I just say like what I would do. What's the game here?
Just deal breaker or not? But you can explore it.
Deal breaker.
It is a deal breaker.
100%.
Why?
Because like a microwaved, I don't even eat microwave meals. That's disgusting. That's a lie too. I definitely eat microwave meals. But they're like.
Listen.
They're like,
every
they're
once
like healthy.
In a while a good
they're like healthy. I'm doing quotations right now. You can't see. Healthy microwave meals, you know, like. They're like, oh, like a veggie patty.
Oh, God.
Like it's like loaded with spinach, but it's also like loaded with preservatives.
I so want like a hungry man, like mashed potatoes, like chicken fried.
You know what's a great microwave meal? Is it Lean Cuisine or Kid Cuisine? Do you remember those?
Oh, they have like chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese,
yeah.
right?
And then, delicious. No, but the cosmic brownies that they would always have that came with it. Those
I think
are the right, best.
Comic-Con needs to feed us more. Okay, he shaves his legs.
Definitely a deal breaker.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know. I like my aunt. Well, I'm Brazilian. And my aunt always like criticizes America. She's like, they're all so hairless. Like it's like, but like here in America, we love hairless things and people, hairless things. But in Brazil, she's always like, I want my men like furry. Like she always says that.
She likes a furry man. That's your aunt?
That's my aunt.
I
yeah.
like her. Okay. He doesn't celebrate birthdays.
Not a deal breaker. I could get down with that. Birthdays are lame. They're never what you want them to be.
That's fucking cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, for me, because, you know, it's always like the New Year's Eve syndrome.
Yeah.
That's like...
What is that?
Well, just like the overhyped, like you're bound to be disappointed.
Totally. And it's like, I celebrate every weekend. I'm like going out and having a good time, like, you know. Celebrations are everywhere. You don't have to designate a day for it.
Totally. Okay, wait. He buys you a cat for your 1 week anniversary.
I'd marry him right then and there.
Wow.
Give him a big old kiss on the lips. If you buy me a cat, I'll be the happiest woman.
It's not creepy and weird. 1 week in.
Oh, I've missed that detail. 1 week anniversary. Does he say it's your 1 week anniversary or does he just get it 1 week in?
Ooh, that's
these are
good
the
call.
These are details.
No. He says this is for our 1 week anniversary.
Okay,
and
that's
I
a
love
deal
you so much.
Okay, that's a deal breaker.
You're the most amazing.
That's scary. You're scaring me. Stop.
But you are the most amazing woman I've ever met.
And here's a cat. I'd take the cat and I'd break up with him.
All right.
But I'm keeping the cat.
What about, can't we do a little bit of Chad? No? Yeah, wait. Okay, wait. All right. So you're at the Sutton Place in Vancouver.
I love where this is going.
Uh-huh. So you've been shooting, like, you know, all day, of course.
Yeah, totally.
You get back at 9 p.m., whatever. You've got, like, you know, an 8 a.m. call, whatever.
Totally,
whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to give you turnaround, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so you go to the Girard Room for a drink.
What's the Girard Room?
It's the bar there at the Sutton Place Hotel.
Oh, is that what it's called? I thought it was called Boulevard.
Oh.
That's the restaurant, maybe.
They changed it.
Maybe they changed it.
Oh, my God. That's how old I am. This is Scary Movie Days. Anyway, so you sit down at the bar, and I'm here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? Oh my God, dude, you're that fucking girl. Oh my God, you're so fucking good. You're really good. You're on that show, Riverside. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You're fucking hot. So like, yeah. How's it going on, like, on the show?
It's going really well. Yeah, we're shooting season 3.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
Just started. Yeah.
That's fucking cool. When you guys, like, talk about seasons as actors, like, do you mean like fall, winter? Is it like a semester, or is it like...
Oh no, so seasons are like, you know, just how the way that we measure.
Cool.
The
hey, you know what, hey dude, I'll take a fucking Manhattan.
Sure.
Yeah, hey, what do you want? Can I get you...
Oh no, I'm good. You know what,
no, hey dude,
did you want a photo?
Dude,
or
no, dude,
I can take a
fucking
selfie. It's
no,
cool.
No, I'm not like that.
Camilla,
I'm
is,
like
is
that.
She bothering you?
No, you're fine.
Sure, I can call security.
I'm not a she, dude.
I'm actually...
Oh, is he... I'm sorry. This is a different character. Is Chad bothering you?
Dude, anyway, I'm sorry about him. He's like an
old
fucking buddy.
Oh, no,
you're
fine.
No.
I'm actually... It's really nice meeting you.
Let me get your jalapeno poppers at least. I'll take care
of
it.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Marco, like give me the check there. It's cool.
Do you want me to
give... Yeah, but hey, but listen, if you were to give somebody, like, advice...
Right.
Like, what would you tell me to do? You know?
Just
I really
like
want to break into the business, you know.
Yeah, just take some acting classes. See how it feels.
Yeah, would you give me some? Do you think?
Give you some acting classes?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Oh, you don't want to learn acting from me.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, fuck
no.
Yeah, I do.
I totally can't teach it. That's for sure.
Oh no, you totally can.
Yeah, it's really a waste of your money. No, it's
because
fine.
Here's the thing. It's like you are emoting behind your eyes with your soul.
Totally. Yeah.
And I don't quite know how to do that.
Take an acting class.
Yeah, but I feel like you can teach me that better than anybody else. You know?
I think you're better off finding someone else, honestly. But I'm honored that you think that.
Why do you think I'm better off finding someone else? Because you seem like the most qualified person that I know.
That's very flattering.
Yeah.
Listen,
well,
you're
really
hot. Thank you. I have to meet someone. I'm already late. But
okay. Well, let me at least get your jalapeno poppers, Marco.
I'll take care of the jalapeno poppers. That's okay.
No, it's fine.
I can totally take care of the jalapeno poppers. But it was so nice meeting you.
Yeah. I'm Chad, by the way.
Oh, Camila. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, really. Yeah, Cammy.
Yeah, Cammy. Yeah, you can call me Cammy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah, anyway, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I'll be
nice.
Here.
Yeah.
I'll be here. So you're in room 5105?
Yes.
This is where it gets really creepy. This is where it takes a turn.
Also, 5105. Am I on the 51st floor here at the Sutton? so nice meeting you, Chad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met Chad.
Dude, you're fucking hot, though. You're a really good actor.
Thanks.
I totally want to do it. Like, both you and...
You're not so bad yourself, Chad.
And the career.
Both me and my career. I want to fuck your career. Like, to fuck that career.
No, I want to make love.
I want to make love
to your career. Whoa. Chad went
off.
But Chad is awesome. I love doing Chad.
Have you been doing Chad all day?
No. I haven't done Chad for a while.
That would be amazing, by the way. She just didn't break character. It was Chad all day.
I would have loved that. Actually, no, I probably would have hated that, to talk to Chad for that long.
Oh, no, Chad's
would have been brutal.
Chad, what was the app that
Chad's lonely?
Tit app. Oh, no. What is it? No, it was something. It was like the tit swipe or something.
Tit swipe?
It sounds amazing. I think I need this app.
Listen, Chad just, he's just breaking it down. Just right to
Chad
the essentials.
Chad seems lonely. Chad needs help. He needs professional help.
Oh, no. No? Chad is weirdly happy and content with his life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just sits at the sun place be, all day it should,
that's
and all
part
night.
Of the inequality of life. Is that Chad is joyous.
Chad is living his best life.
Should we get to Haley?
Yes. All sorry, right.
So
Sam,
we don't.
Thanks.
Our Wi-Fi isn't working, so we're gonna call Haley through the phone and speakerphone.
Thank you, by the way, for doing this.
Oh my gosh! No, I'm so happy to be here.
You're so sweet. So yes, we're calling somebody. I don't know what the question is going to be. But,
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I can't
but
wait.
But Sim does. And we kind of do that intentionally, so.
Hello?
Hey, Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
It's Sim.
Hi, Haley.
And
Hi.
We're here with Anna. Anna is going to introduce our special guest to us.
Cami Mendez
from Riverdale is
Hi.
Here.
Hi.
We're at Comic-Con, so I'm.
It's a little loud. I'm sorry about Haley, that. So we're going to yell if we have to.
Yeah, please don't yell the
I won't yell,
you,
I promise.
Sim.
I'm not going to yell.
You're loud.
I am loud.
I mean, no, I'm sorry.
I know, I'm pretty
no,
loud.
No, I don't mean to.
No, I know I'm loud.
I know,
won't yell.
I know, but I don't mean to, like, pick on a thing.
Trust me.
I know,
as soon as I said
know.
That, I said, there's no way in hell
Listen,
I'm yelling.
Otherwise,
everyone's going to leave.
I'm sorry, Haley, as well.
Haley, can you hear us at all?
I can hear you, but I can't hear anyone else.
Okay, well, just tell us. Why don't you talk to us? Tell us what's going on with this boy.
Okay,
or it should be not boy. He's actually a man, but you called him a boy in your letter.
Yeah, okay, so we'll leave the boy nameless just in case he listens to this, but, so I had him when I was probably 8 years old. We went to church together. We had just the biggest crush on each other, you know, like a little kid crush, whatever, and I ended up moving away, and we kind of sat talking naturally, and then we went through junior high school together and didn't really talk, and he recently reached out to me and asked me out. And we went out on the date. It was really good. Probably the best first date I've ever had. We had a lot to talk about and everything. And then he lives a couple hours away from me. He's super busy. He's in the Army and he owns his own company. But so we'll text and we'll have really good texts. We'll be like paragraphs and we're talking about a lot. And then he'll go like 3 weeks without texting me. And when he texts me back, it's a super long paragraph again. Like he obviously wants to talk. But there's a lot of time in between, and I'm not a pushy person, so I've never really said anything. But it's just kind of annoying. So I guess I'm asking what I should do. Should I say something? Should I let it blow over? Or kind of just forget about it?
Wow. Okay. 3 weeks is a long time. That's insane. I like freak out if he doesn't text me for 2 days. Like I would even a day, especially if like things have been going well. But I feel like. At this point, what do you have to lose in saying something? You know what I mean? Because if he's not talking to you every 3 weeks, like, either it's going to work or it isn't, you know? So I feel like if you just got to confront him and be like, hey, like, why do you go 3 weeks without talking to me? Like, what are you doing for 3 weeks that You can't shoot a text. You know what I mean? Like, that's just inconsiderate.
I don't know. Haley, I think that people prove themselves through their actions. And so I don't know, and you don't have to answer this, but I don't know if things got physical on your first date or like your reconnection date. If that was the case, if that makes you feel sort of a little more attached and vulnerable, either way, it's I think reaching out is not a great idea.
Really?
I'm
with you on this.
I think that there's something else going on. Like, he's either in another relationship
It's 3 weeks, Anna. I mean, he's texting other people is what he's doing. I'm sorry. I know this is really hard to hear, but
I know.
But three
I know.
Weeks is way too long. It's completely immature. This guy is not, you don't want to date a guy who does that.
I just thought like, for me, it's like, I would like to know why. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't think it's going to work with him, honestly, but it's more like...
But why give him that?
But here's the thing.
But, like, what are you giving, really? It's giving yourself closure, giving yourself a reason, you know?
No. I think, and I'm sort of bullheaded about this, but I think that she's going to make... If she says, like, so why didn't you... Like, I thought we had a great time. Like, what... Like, why didn't you... text me, or why haven't you... Like, what's going on with you? Is this not going to work? Or what? Whatever... And then he responds with something vague, like, you know, it's not you, it's me. And then Haley presses a little more and is like, but what do you mean by that? And he says, well, whatever, like, I'm seeing somebody else, or like, I actually, whatever, like, whatever it is, it's bad. Like, I think that this is like the road of hurt feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. But I always like to confront that road, or I just like to go down that path so I can really like understand. And for me, like, I've been in an experience where a guy was doing that to me, and I was just like, hey, like, what's the deal? Like, I don't want to date you. I don't necessarily want anything from you. I'm just kind of like enjoying this for what it is, and you're being distant and weird, and like, you'll go a long time without texting me, and I'm just like, I'm confused. And the way that he dealt with the situation really, for me, like, illuminated
really
just why I don't like him.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And it helped me let go of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Because he was like so, like, he was vague, and he was kind of like, I'm not in a place
not
where I can
place
give that to you. And
I'm
I was like, well, that's not even anything. So,
but that's easy to let go. And I totally get that. Now, what if you asked him, hey, so what's going on here? Why did you stop texting me? And he said, look, I found someone I really, really like. She's beautiful. She's smart. And I think I want to really spend a lot of time with her. Would you feel hurt? Or do you also feel the same right now? Be like, okay, I get it now. And
no,
then
exactly.
On.
I think it's the latter. I'd be like, I'd be happy to hear it.
Yeah, nothing's like really going on. I just like definitely see some interest. I think maybe I'm more like loving the idea that I used to know him, and we like had a crush on it, like each other. So I wouldn't be hurt at all. I just wish he would like say that. So
yeah, exactly. It's the confrontation of it, and just feeling like, hey, like, I can handle the truth. You just gotta fucking give it to me.
Yeah, but see, I don't think he will, because a person like what you were saying, Sim, if a person was like, actually, I met somebody else, then they would say that. They wouldn't not text for 3 weeks. Or
would they say that? I feel like that's a weird thing to be like, hey, no, I'm just seeing someone else.
Well,
like,
but if there was like a vague back and forth, like, the point is, she's not going to get, Haley, you're not going to get any honesty or satisfaction out of whatever answer he gives you. It may give you personal growth in terms of what to look for in a future partner, but if at all you are interested with the future with him, then you need to not contact him at all. You got to play hardball here.
Do you even want to be friends with him? Or, like, is there a possibility for a friendship to remain even if things don't work out? Or is this like, oh, if it doesn't work out, like, we're probably never going to talk again?
Yeah, I would definitely want to be friends with him. Like, we have a lot in common. Like, we have some similar things happen, like, in, like, parental divorces that, like, we went through, and we had a lot to talk about. It's just, like, I'm to the point, like, okay, are we friends or not friends? If we want to just be friends and you have some other girl, good for you. Like, that's awesome. But, like, we can still be there for each other and support each other, but it's just that nothing's being said about
that. And that's more disrespectful when someone just doesn't give you the truth and, like, just tells you what's happening. I feel like sometimes people do that to protect you or because they don't want to hurt your feelings, and instead it just ends up offending you more that they would, like, Because it implies that they think you're too weak to handle the truth. And I think that aggravates me personally.
I also think too, though, Haley, that nostalgia hits us at different times in our lives. Like when we're feeling a little lonelier, or maybe like if there's some kind of dissatisfaction in other areas, we tend to be more nostalgic, and we sharpen our memories either towards the positive or the negative. And so you may be romanticizing your friendship with him a bit, which is fine. Like, we all do that. Everyone does it. But just be aware that nostalgia can be a very powerful element, sort of what tugs at us emotionally. And so it may be easy for you to convince yourself that you have a lot in common with this guy. I try to convince myself that I have a lot in common with Sim all the time.
Reaching a dead end every time.
But Haley, I don't know if that gives... I know it's not exactly practical advice. Well, my advice would just be to not reach out to him, because I think that he's made his signals clear.
Right.
And
that makes sense.
But I also, I hope that we can kind of give you some perspective on the idea that we all sort of long for our first crush, or our first, you know, whatever kind of experience. But I don't think that he's in a position, who knows, maybe in a year from now, or maybe in a month from now, he reaches out and he's like, I'm so sorry that I lost touch with you. I was involved with this other person, and I want to make this up to you. I want to be with you, or whatever. But he needs to do that, and as opposed to putting you in a vulnerable position. And it sucks. It sucks to not get answers, but we're all fucking stuck with it.
Well, what a way to end it on a high note
Comic-Con.
Here.
Welcome to Comic-Con 2018.
Haley,
so Haley, thank you.
Is that any, I don't know.
Thank you very much. That helps a lot.
Please keep us posted, and I hope that at least it gives you some I don't know, some perspective.
Clarity.
Just knowing that, please know that we've all gone through that, you know? We've all gone through, like, the sort of the mystery of vague rejection, and I don't want to put you in a place where you feel kind of powerless, because I don't think that even in the best case, well, the best case scenario would be him being like, oh, I'm a total fuck up and I love you so much or whatever, but most likely, you know, it would lead to a conversation of like, well, you know, I'm just not in a place where I can make a commitment right now. And then if you press him on it, it's like, well, I wish that, you know, you had longer leg hair or whatever. Like, I don't know.
There's just nothing to twirl, you know?
Haley, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much.
Haley, thank you.
Good luck, Haley.
I love you.
Hey,
thank
love you
guys. So much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Please keep us posted. Bye.
Bye. All right, so we need to wrap her out right now. Wait, say bye to her. You can say bye to her.
All of a sudden I disappear.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, I'm gone. Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Camilla.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That was fun.
Really appreciate it.
Yay, I wish I could just chill here all day.
Did I read
the Archie comic?
Did you read the original?
Can I talk to Chad again? I really miss Chad.
Maybe Chad can ask her if she read the original.
Yeah, so are you like a Betty or a... like a... What was his name?
Victoria?
Yeah. Like...
You're Betty
or
Victoria.
One was kind of bitchy... One was kind of like, they both seem kind of slutty though, which is cool.
They're both hot.
They're both super hot.
I'm Chad too now. I just want to sit here and be Chad all day.